Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have shared their story in our guest blog series, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Judy Hoberman, who joins us from Dallas, Texas, actually. Judy is a radio host. She is an entrepreneur, obviously a coach, an author, and she's the founder of Selling in a Skirt. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It took a lot for us to get here, Trish.
It did. And you know what I love about the fact is that we're both entrepreneurs and tenacious to make it work. So it's really wonderful to be able to spend some time with you today and share some of your expertise with our viewing and listening audience. So tell us a little bit about Selling in a Skirt.
So I've been in sales my entire life. And when I decided to go out on my own, I thought, let's do something that I understand and that I can really talk about. Well, selling is something that I've done for 30 years. And I thought, well, that's easy. And then being a female, I thought selling in a skirt. However, skirt has nothing to do with the article of clothing. It's an acronym, and it's standing out, keys to success, inspiration, results, and time management. But when you brand yourself as selling in a skirt, you have to wear a skirt. So it's, but you know, the other part of it is it's really not just for women. It really is for men, because men have to understand how to sell to women and how to work with women. So that's really what it is. And I do a lot of executive coaching and training and speaking. And it's been, you know, a labor of love, and it has changed drastically since I began. And of course, this year it's changed even more.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, what's really interesting is I love the title of your book, Walking on the Glass Floor, because we're always talking about the glass ceiling. And you know, it's an acronym or a phrase that we've heard over and over and over. So tell us a little bit about why you came up with the title of your book, Walking on the Glass Floor.
So, you know, most of the times when I'm coming up with a name, it really has to be something that people will remember, like Selling in a Skirt, everybody remembers. Yeah. So when I was doing a book on leadership, I was trying to figure out, like, where are women, what are they trying to do? And most women are trying to break through the ceiling. But what happens when you break through the ceiling? Like, where do you go? Up into space? So I thought, if you break through the ceiling, you land on the glass floor, that's where we want you. We want to keep you there. We want to be able to, you know, support you in getting into those leadership positions or just, you know, thrive. So the glass floor is really what happens when you crash through.
Isn't that, that's really, I love the imagery, because, you know, we're always using visualization as a way to connect. And I really love the imagery that's created by even thinking about, you know, walking on the glass floor. So if, you know, when you're coaching or you're dealing with women who are leaders and they're looking to break through that glass ceiling, is there a particular quality or words of advice that you can provide to those folks who, you know, I'm sure there's lots of folks who are listening and watching our, the two of us having a discussion today, and they're thinking, wow, you know, like, what can I do to try to break through that glass ceiling? So is there some sort of advice you can give to those folks?
Well, I would say, like, don't be afraid to lead. Even if you're a leader of one, yourself, don't be afraid to show your leadership qualities. And some of the things that we talk about are more of what you would call the softer skills. You know, we talk about being courageous. You have to be courageous to be a leader, because you're going to be expected to do things that you may not think you can do. Right. Also, generosity, which is my favorite quality. It takes a lot for somebody to be a leader that shows how generous they are. So don't be afraid to do that, because people respect that. And people don't just follow you because you have a title. They follow you because they choose to. So all the other things that come into play, passion and decisiveness and you know, communication, all of those things are leadership qualities. So remember that you are leading the most important person, which is yourself. And also remember, someone is always watching. So make sure that you're doing the very best that you can with the tools that you have, and then, you know, join other people, you know, have other people join in.
Well, you know, that's really a wonderful saying, because I, one of the things that I talk about is mentorship. And one of the slides that I always put up is, you know, you'll be surprised who's watching you in terms of mentorship.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about, I mean, we've both been in sales for a very long time, and you know, we have both broke through the glass ceiling and have walked on the glass floor. So tell me, have you ever had a mentor that you said, wow, you know, that's really an amazing thing that I learned from that individual, and it's carried me through my whole career?
Well, you know, I've never had a female mentor in business. My first mentor was my grandmother. My grandmother always told me, you know, you could do exactly what you want. Just don't be afraid. just keep going. But when I finally did get enough courage or whatever to hire a business coach, it was a female. And she was the one that told me, you have to take what you have and you have to share it. Don't hold on to it yourself. There's nothing in this world that is really, you know, proprietary. Maybe the way you do it, or maybe some of the phrases you use, but really it's the same thing that everybody else does. Mm-hmm. Be generous with your time, be generous with your information. What's the worst that's going to happen? And then we turn it around and say, what's the best that could happen?
That's right. Well, you know, to your point, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for over 30 years and just in the last 6 months have actually connected with a female mentor. So like you, I'd never had a female mentor my entire career. And it's really a totally different experience because there's a connection between, and I'll go back to where we started about, you know, selling in a skirt. There is a difference in mm-hmm. being in sales and being female and being understood and recognized for the efforts that you make. And so, you know, I always say now is the time to pay it forward, right? You Absolutely. And I have all this expertise that we've acquired throughout the years. And now it's time for us to help the next generation or someone who may be, you know, taking their side hustle to something that's more permanent. And they're moving into roles that they've not really been very familiar with. So tell us a little bit about how throughout your career, you mentioned that there's been lots of changes. You know, we have to be able to pivot and be flexible. So in the last sort of year to 18 months, what might be some of the things that you've had to pivot with?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things that have gone on, you know, within the last few months. Mm-hmm. Last year, I had to pivot a little. And people keep saying, don't use the word pivot anymore because they're tired of pivot. But I had to change things because in 1 year, you have a lot of speaking engagements. In 1 year, you have a lot of training. In 1 year, you have a lot of coaching. And so last year, it was more speaking and it wasn't a lot of training. And I had just built this great training program. So I had to be able to, you know, change my direction so I'd be able to incorporate it. This year, of course, we all know that every speaking live engagement has been, you know, kiboshed. And so what I did now is I became a certified virtual presenter because everything is virtual now. I've changed all of my things into virtual. I've offered to do more webinars. So I'm on webinars and Zoom all the time. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is my word for 2020 was shifting. And who knew how relevant that was going to be?
Right.
So, you know, you have to be able to shift what you're trying to do. One of my mentors had said that how you go into this is how you come out of it. And I usually do have a male mentor and a female mentor because it's different perspectives.
Right.
And like you said, everything's is different. So for me, I like to hear both sides because in business, you're going to hear both sides anyway. So you might as well, you know,
yeah, work have on it. That. For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I know that you're a radio host in C-suite, and we all know that, you know, that radio is gone and there's another situation where you've had to been very flexible. You know, what started out as a traditional radio show is now a podcast. So tell us a little bit about how you found that opportunity and were able to create this amazing show.
So I've been on live radio for many, many years, and it's a very different experience because you are live. And so if technology doesn't work, too bad, you're live. And so when I knew that it was time for me to make another change, I went over to C-Suite, and it is a podcast now. And what I had to do is I had to figure out that I'm no longer live, and I have to hit the record button, even though they're going to do all the production and engineering. But if I don't hit record, we don't have a show. So that was the first thing. So I have the word record in big red letters on my computer because otherwise I can't do it. And I also had to realize that if I make a mistake or if my guest forgets something, we can stop and pause because it's not live, it's recorded. And to me, that was the hardest thing because I just knew if no matter what, keep going. And right. So my engineer will say to me, no, you can't stop. You're allowed to stop. And to me, that was difficult. So podcasting is much easier, but it's also for me much more difficult because I came from live.
Right.
But it's great. And they're awesome. And, you know, my engineer and producer, they're terrific. I mean, so I love it. And I've had the best guests. And, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's the evolution of the journey, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So one of the things that we do as part of the guest blog is we end with three words of advice. And I'd like to share your three words of advice, and perhaps you can tell us a little bit about it. And they are focus, relationships, and gratitude.
So focus for me is very important because most women want to help everybody. When you help everybody, you help nobody. So I always say focus in on a market that you want to be part of, that you love to do business with. Relationships, sales is all about relationships, and so is business, but sales especially. So when you have a relationship with somebody, keep it going. Build the relationships before you need them, because when you need them, it's too late. So continue to do that. And then gratitude. You have to start every day and end every day with gratitude, because if you're not gracious and if you don't, you know, if you don't, you're not generous with your time, nothing's going to come to be, because gratitude is probably the single most important and the most difficult for somebody to understand. So I'm very, you know, I make sure that every single day I say something kind to somebody that I don't know, because you never know when the last time they heard something kind.
That's very true. Well, and that's a wonderful way for us to end our segment today, by thanking you for spending some time with me today.
Thank you.
And to our listening and viewing audience, I hope you had an opportunity to see a little bit of the person behind the logo in this edition of Keeping It Real. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you.